How you doing? This is Coach Burns coming to you with Building the Dream podcast. As you know, we talk a little bit about a few topics that concern our youth athletes and high school athletes and college athletes and the whole gamut. Today I want to talk about the know-it-alls in the game and the reluctancy to receive advice and information with these young athletes nowadays. Had an interesting conversation yesterday with a couple young men that came in and sat down and played before and began to talk about decisions made and where they are in life. And two young men, very good high school football players and talented and able to continue playing at the next level should they have chosen. One did choose to do so, one did not. Got to respect that on both aspects of it. But then we just got to talking about decisions and the grind and what it looks like and the path that it takes to get to where you got to get to. And it just is a reoccurring theme in this day and age that young folks come in and they want to tell you what they're doing, but in the process, they're asking you for advice about what they're doing. So you listen, and you listen, and you let them tell you, and they have their plan, and you're sitting there trying to be oh so mindful of their dreams and aspirations and don't want to shoot them down, don't want to pop their bubble, bust their bubble, but you're listening to it, and in the back of your mind, you're saying, well, you know, it doesn't sound like it's really too well thought out. It sounds very spontaneous and very emotional. And that's dangerous. You know, when you do things emotionally, you can make a lot of mistakes because they come and go. You know, I can be very emotional and be angry and do something out of a state of anger. And then I can be very happy and then not react in the same way. And that can happen within 5 or 10 minutes. But nonetheless, staying on course, we began to have this conversation. And I'm just listening. And we're having it open, and we're talking about what the young people in this generation are doing and the decisions they're making. And it's on the heels of right now, as you're looking in college sports, you're seeing people just left and right leave programs and then feel they have a platform to talk about how upset they were and how unhappy they were about the program that they're in. And why it wasn't meeting their needs and how it's not their passion and how they feel they deserve more. But then seek advice on how to get the more that they're searching for, get the answer, and swear that they are going to follow it because they're admitting that they don't necessarily understand. You know, that's why they're seeking advice. Don't really understand, so I'm coming to you and I'm asking you, what do you think, and how should I do this, and but how should I do this, and you know, I'm hearing it over and over and over, and in the process, I'm still telling you about my plan, but I need your advice, so I hope you're tracking with me on that. And so, after you give the advice, and they are seeking the advice, then they choose not to take the advice and then start arguing with you about the advice that they're seeking from you, even though you're more versed in the topic than they are, or the experience or the arena than they are, and they are hence looking for help because they're not as versed. It sounds crazy as I'm saying it. Well, it's even crazier living it and seeing it with what's happening nowadays. There has to be a group or a platform or some people out there that are feeling the same way. And we got to be big enough to stand up and say, no, hey, snap out of it. This isn't right. This isn't correct. In the day and age of, if I don't like it, I can create a rule or create a law that will make it easy for me or make it condoning for me. I can create a situation, or if I look hard enough or justify hard enough, it will fit what I need. If I look hard enough, I can find a justification for anything that I want to do. Hey, I don't feel like going to work. Well, I don't feel like going to work. Excuse me, just speaking a little fast, getting kind of hyped here. I don't feel like going to work. You know what? I just wasn't feeling too good earlier on. So what I decided to do is not go in, you know, because my stomach was a little hurt. I don't feel like going to practice necessarily. So let me not go. You know, I was low on gas. So if I would have went to practice and driven back, I wouldn't have enough money to pay for gas. So I probably would have ran out of gas. Then I wouldn't be able to go to work tomorrow or whatever. If I search hard enough, I can justify all my actions. But the reality is that I'm responsible and accountable for the things that I've signed up for and decided to do. Had another discussion with a couple of young folks this morning. A couple of kids blew practice off. Just blew it off. No calling, no checking in. Just didn't go. Had homework. Okay, I can't argue with you academically. I'll never do that. Hey, blow your homework off to come to practice. That will never happen. If a coach is doing that, you know, you need to find out what's going on with that coach. But I had to flip it and say, okay, what if I just didn't come to practice and didn't let you know? How would that be? What would that phone call look like? What would that message look like to your parents? What would that message look like to the AD, to the principal, to the general manager, to the college head coach, or to the provost, or the athletic director, or the president? What would that look like? Instantly, the teacher, or the coach, or the administrator will be the one at fault because they were being irresponsible and not following through. So you might say, how does this, you know, rail into advice? We have a real big problem in this day and age with the know-it-alls thinking they really know it all and then being empowered by the parents encouraging them to speak on it, encouraging them to question it. And then all it's doing is empowering a sense of defiance. And it's reacting and listening with emotion instead of listening with reason. And in turn, it makes it hard on the people that got to administer the cohesiveness, the structure, the stability that we all need. So if you're asking for advice, be humble in asking and be willing to listen. You may not agree with it, but the reason why you're asking is because you don't know. So recognize and humble yourself to know that you don't know, and then be willing to sit back and receive the advice. Whether you agree with it or not is a separate issue. You're asking because you are lacking something and you're trying to get information to help you out. And you're seeking it from somebody that you consider to be versed in it and reliable and trustworthy. So what is the message that the know-it-alls that these young folks are sending to the people that are giving their information freely, giving their advice out of concern and care? And then you turn back and you don't follow it, but you come and you wear their doorstep out, or you wear their phone line out, or you're wearing them out on text message. You don't follow the advice, and then you turn around and argue with them about the advice they're giving you. But your plan has put you in a position where you need to ask for advice. Think on that. So that's my little 9-minute rant today on the podcast in regards to what's going on. The know-it-alls, just the advice to the know-it-alls, you know, just do yourself a favor, don't ask and figure it out. Or be willing to ask, receive the advice, try it out, see how that works for you, and then proceed from there. Chances are life will be a lot easier. This is Coach Burns, building a dream. Look forward to hearing from you later. Bye.